In the United States, there are now three COVID vaccines approved for use, meaning more and more Americans are now getting a shot. But across the country, stories are emerging about how some communities, particularly African American and Hispanic, are missing out, despite being the hardest hit by the health and economic impacts of the pandemic. North America correspondent Barbara Miller reports from Los Angeles.
Dora Aleman has waited a long time for this appointment and marks the moment with a selfie. Until the clinic got in touch, Dora Aleman's many phone calls to get on the list for a jab were fruitless. Going online wasn't really an option.
Yes, I did attempt it. But since I still don't understand everything about computers very well and all of that, I wasn't able to.
The 65-year-old cleaner from El Salvador is typical of the people on the Venice Family Clinic's books.
So our patients are primarily low-income. They're communities of color.
Anita Zamora is the clinic's deputy director.
How many people do we have so far this afternoon?
About 56.
56?
Yeah. A woman on a mission to bring down striking disparities in vaccination rates between different communities.
Across LA County, we're seeing that the vaccines are going to more affluent areas, and it is not necessarily those who are hit hardest by the pandemic who are receiving the vaccine.
It's not just in LA, but across the US. Stories are emerging of people trying to manipulate the system. From the white people who turned up at a clinic that serves predominantly black neighborhoods, to a scam involving vaccine access codes, to the two women who dressed up as seniors to try to get to the front of the line. In disadvantaged communities like Vernon, south of downtown LA, lack of access, trust and knowledge are all part of the problem.
Until right now, we haven't gotten any news. Nobody has, we haven't seen any clinic offering it or nothing like that. So we actually lost one of our neighbors due to COVID, yeah, so we took it very seriously.
It's coming out too soon and I don't know the research or anything about it, you know, so.
Waiting me an appointment. They say later on.
As case numbers drop, LA is starting to open up again. But researchers are warning that a newly identified strain of the virus, the California variant, is in part responsible for a surge in cases in December and January. Eric Vail is the director of molecular pathology at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We don't think that the holiday surge was caused by this variant of the virus, but what we do think is that it helped to increase the magnitude of that surge.
The Biden administration has made health equity a priority. Anita Zamora.
Figuring out how to make more fair, equitable distribution is kind of a test for us as a society. Do we really mean this? Do we really mean all the things that we've been saying?
50,000 people have died already in this state with COVID. Advocates say if vaccines aren't distributed according to greatest need, many more deaths and disproportionately in communities of color will follow. This is Barbara Miller in Los Angeles reporting for AM.